This recording is part of a series of podcasts in which the novel Dear Yoni is read aloud chapter by chapter by the author Lisa Picard. Please note that Dear Yoni contains sexually explicit language and scenes of a sexual nature. It is not suitable for anyone under the age of 18.
Hello, this is Lisa. Welcome to the very first recording of Dear Yoni. Today I'm going to read for you the author's foreword as well as the prologue. I really hope you enjoy it. Author's foreword. Have you ever felt a deep yearning for something more in your sex life? More intimacy, a deeper connection, a desire to be completely seen and met by your lover on every possible level? Have you ever thought, just like the main character in this book does, that there surely has to be more to sex than simply a mutual scratching of an itch or a momentary short-lived release? Do you yearn to find a connection between your sexuality and your spirituality? Do you feel on some soul-deep level that there could be something deeply sacred about your sexuality? Something that remains forever tantalizingly out of reach in so-called normal sexual interactions? Then this book is for you, because, as you will discover, there really is much, much, oh, so much more to sex. Along my own journey towards more conscious sexuality, I've often experienced a powerful urge to make people aware of the fact that we have been sadly misinformed about sex by our current society. Even though we use sex to sell everything from alcohol to motor vehicles to perfume to burgers, we actually have a very narrow and limited idea of what sex is all about. And we really have no framework available to us for discussing sex and our sexuality in a productive and creative way. This is a topic which is either ridiculed or taboo or fraught with minefields in so-called polite discourse. However, far from being something shameful or distasteful, far from being of recreational or procreational value only, our sexuality can actually become a pathway to the divine. Dare I say it? A path to enlightenment. But even if this isn't a path that everyone would or should choose to follow, sex remains an area which is sadly lacking in consciousness. This book is my own sincere attempt to try and shine the light of consciousness on this crucially important and sadly misunderstood area of our shared human experience. On a more personal note, it's taken considerable courage for me to write this book and to make it available for you, dear listener, to enjoy. In doing so, I'm aware that I potentially expose myself to much derision, ridicule, or even outright hostility. I'm sincerely hoping that human consciousness has sufficiently evolved that this will not be the case. But even if I do experience censure for writing this book, it feels like part of my own soul journey to make this information widely available to all who would potentially benefit from reading it. I've tried to present this truly life-altering information in a light-hearted and enjoyable story. Whether I have succeeded in this endeavor is for you to decide for yourself, my dearest listener. Now I will move on to read the prologue. So from now on, we're actually listening to Jess, the main character in the story, and her voice as she writes her thoughts, her memories, letters and ideas in a pillow book. So, prologue. Day one, Dear Yoni. It's taken some time for me to get really comfortable with calling you this, Yoni. It's such a sweet, cutesy word, really. A kind of young, optimistic and naive-sounding sort of a name. But then I looked up the meaning of the word Yoni, and I discovered that it originated in Sanskrit, which, by the way, is one of the oldest known languages, and that must, after all, count for something. Yoni means source of all life, or sacred holy space. Well, What an absolutely delightful thought. Can you imagine how much would change and improve in our world if we viewed our female anatomy as sacred or holy? I'd far rather call you yoni than vagina, which originates from Latin and means sheath or scabbard. Those ancient Romans were a misogynistic bunch, I think. How offensive it is to my modern-day feminist principles, this idea that female genitalia only have validity in reference to the almighty penis. I've had various different names for you during the course of my life. When I was small, my very prim and conservative grandmother, who raised me, referred to anything below the waist as down there or your bottom. Both of these were catch-all terms for all the, well, shameful and distasteful bits of my anatomy below my belly button and above my thighs. I very quickly learnt not to touch or to speak about down there unless I absolutely had to. Up until very recently, I referred to you as my pussy. I quite liked that name, even though it would cause most feminists to recoil in horror. It was just a little bit naughty and risque. It seemed to indicate that my female bits were sexy and young, juicy and desirable. In my imagination, pussy is a saucy minx doing the can-can in heels and hot pink crotchless knickers. Whereas vagina is a spinster aunt with her hair in a steel grey bun, wearing a buttoned-up beige twin set, a tweed skirt, and leather brogues. And yoni? Well, yoni is a dreamy-eyed free spirit wearing multiple layers of colourful tie-dyed clothing, with flowers woven through her long wild tresses and strumming a guitar at a bonfire. As for me? I suppose I'm an uneasy mix of all three, really. But once I realized that my sexual adventures and misadventures had evolved into a journey towards conscious sexuality, somehow pussy just didn't seem to convey the necessary respect and dignity. So, after some contemplation, I decided that yoni is a far better word, even for a feminist such as myself to use. And this is the word used by tantric practitioners. So, as this is a mostly tantric journey, yoni it is. At least for the duration of this path, we will be travelling together. But much more about all of that later. Since we're talking about the use of different words, I'd like to note that I've always found it immensely annoying that so many people refer to the totality of the female genitalia as the vagina. I mean, get it right, people! The vagina is only the internal bit, the muscular canal leading to the cervix. The rest of the female apparatus that we can see externally is called the vulva. But I have to admit, that's an awfully medical-sounding word. Or actually, I can almost imagine that vulva could be an invertebrate species of pale, awkward, bottom-feeding, strangely tentacled ocean dwellers. Seriously? Not sexy at all. But then again, as I've already noted, neither is the word vagina. If it seems to you as if I'm procrastinating or distracting myself with all of this long-winded discussion of terminology, then I'll admit, I actually am. This whole idea of writing letters to my female bits has me feeling rather out of my depth. It's intensely awkward, uncomfortable and, well, weird. But my tantric mentor Craig insists that it's an important part of my process, a necessary part of my journey back towards reclaiming my conscious feminine sexual power. So, I guess I'll persist. Lean into the discomfort, as he is so fond of saying. Though, why anyone would choose to lean into discomfort rather than away from it is a bit unclear to me at this point. I'm supposed to write at least one page to you, my dearest yoni, every day for the next month. Fortunately, there are only 28 days in February, because I really have no idea what I'm going to say. But hey, look at that. I've already filled up more than one page for today. cue a deep sigh of relief. Chat to you again tomorrow, dear Yoni. Day 2. Dear Yoni, I've been thinking that these daily letters to you could actually be included in a sort of a digital pillow book, much like the book of stories and gossip written by Sei Shonagon, a lady of the court of Japanese Empress Consort Teishi during the first century common era. I had to look that up on Wikipedia, by the way, as I had only the vaguest of ideas about what a pillow book might be. But this journey towards reclaiming my sexual power is actually the perfect topic for a pillow book, I think. It's intimate and juicy and, well, quite scandalous, really. Sometimes terribly exciting, sometimes, yeah, really sad, and sometimes, well, sometimes downright terrifying. For me anyway, if not for anyone else. But this pillow book is for me alone, my dear Yoni. Well, actually for us, you and me together, on this journey toward wholeness. Perhaps we will find a way to reclaim our wild innocence, as Craig always claims that I need to do. Whenever he uses that phrase, I get a mental image of those big fluffy monsters from that movie, Where the Wild Things Are. And then I always have to smile. The thought of you, dear Yoni, as a big fluffy monster. Well, perhaps I'll leave that one right there. But there definitely is a wildness inside of me that has always been yearning for expression, that's been buried beneath layers of shame and guilt and not enoughness that this world piles upon us, particularly as women, as part of the process of becoming civilized and useful members of society. I think that this world fears the power of women, particularly our sexual power. But perhaps I should rather get off of my feminist soapbox for now and get on with writing today's page. Innocence. The thought of reclaiming my innocence actually creates a feeling of tremulous joy that fizzes up inside my chest to lodge within my throat and to prickle the back of my eyelids. I haven't felt innocent for a really, really long time. In fact, the journey of the past couple of years has often made me feel a little sullied, as if some vital part of myself has become corrupted. I know that sounds a trifle histrionic, but the lengths I went to try and save my marriage. Well, I'll be writing about all of that later in this pillow book. Thank goodness I don't have to do that yet, because I definitely don't feel strong enough today. I have written pretty much a whole page. I guess some days will be harder than others. I'm actually beginning to understand how this letter writing lock could lead to greater self-awareness and growth, even if it's not always a fun process. Till tomorrow, dear Yoni. Day 3. Dear Yoni, I've been thinking long and hard about how I should go about writing this pillow book. I think that I need some process that will give me a little bit of structure rather than loose, disjointed musings. And somehow, the idea of having a plan, no matter how sketchy, has always made me feel a little bit safer, particularly when I'm navigating unknown waters. I like having a structure within which I can then allow myself freedom to be creative. I've always been a bit of a control enthusiast, let's say, which is a much nicer way of saying that I'm an utter raving control freak. And so I am definitely a fan of planned spontaneity and creativity within carefully defined boundaries. It makes me sound so boring. Definitely far more of a vagina than a pussy. But I guess one of the purposes of these letters is self-knowledge, so I'll just keep going. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm going to take a trip down memory lane to try and recapture some of the main events on the journey that has brought me, well, actually us, dear Yoni, to this point. I'm hoping that doing so will provide me with new insights into how I came to be who I am right now, with all of my challenges and my small, but meaningful to me, victories. So every day I'm going to write about a significant time or experience on my, well, our journey. I'm going to try and keep it all in chronological order, but I can't promise that I won't be taking some minor detours along the way. Anyway, after capturing a memory, which should more than enable me to meet my daily quota of one page, you see, there actually is some method in my madness after all, dear Yoni, I will then write a short letter to you to try and make some sense of it all. I'm really hoping that this process will lead to some insight and some growth along my journey toward reclaiming my sexual power. So, here goes. And that's all for today, dear listener. Join me again next week when I read chapter 1 of Dear Yoni. Bye.